We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Your home for Ducks basketball.
I think we have talent. We have some good experience.
Duarte to the basket, the slam.
Omarui for three, yes!
I think we have enough talent to have a very competitive team.
Oh, and a steal and slam for Williams.
I think we've got as much talent, if not more, than we've ever had in our game.
Mikesell fires, hit!
Building right corner three, another booming ball!
The Ducks have done the double championship for the second time in 3 years.
The Ducks are Pac-12 champions!
It's time for Tip-Off Tuesday, presented by Carl's Jr. on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Visit your locally family-owned and operated Carl's Jr. today. Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. From the Country Financial Studio, alongside Terry Johns, here's Joey Mack.
Thank you, and I'm glad to be going on the air with some good news for you today. There's been a couple times where on a Tuesday, Terry and I have gone on the air from in the Country Financial Studio, and it hasn't been some good news. Well, we're happy to tell you that it's a little bit more positive here today. As men's basketball, we can report, has resumed practice for a little bit more of a regular type of practice. Yeah, that's right. Wait, should we golf clap?
Yeah,
the golf clap.
There's been some rim rocking going on at Matthew Knight Arena.
That's right. So I know a lot of fans are wondering about the availability of guys like Chris Duarte and LJ Figueroa who were in protocol, Will Richardson who's still making his way back. And look, if I had updates, that'd be the first thing I'd tell you. Unfortunately, I don't, and I wish I did. But the good news is that we're trending toward a game to be played Thursday at 8 o'clock, and look, a lot can change as we're doing the show live at 2:30 for those of you who are watching the show this Tuesday afternoon. We all know that a lot can change. That's certainly been on the forefront of everybody's mind. And a lot can change between now and Thursday at 8 o'clock. But the positive sign is that things are on track for Oregon men's basketball to get back to it. Then, unfortunately, as we learned late last week, Oregon women's basketball had to go into a pause for the first time. So both programs are feeling the pressure a little bit right now.
Yeah, for the women, first time that they went into a pause, they did miss playing Arizona State the trip down there, and it was because of Arizona State. That's the first time for the women. Now, they've played the second most, along with Washington State, played 12 conference games. Stanford has played 14. Everybody else is less than Oregon and Washington State. So it's, we hope whoever, whatever, it could be staff, we don't know players, whoever, it doesn't really matter, but it caused the pause, and for good reason. They take every precaution, and I'm glad they do. You know, I'm glad they do. They're doing it the right way. And Oregon medical staff, they always do it the right way, and I really appreciate them for doing that. Got a chance to talk with Kelly Graves earlier this morning, and we talk about that, all kinds of things, a big conversation this weekend. We don't know.
Yeah, we'll
see.
It's
a process. The process is going on right now, and we'll see where it ends up and when it ends up.
Yeah, but updates coming from Kelly Graves. Also, with men's basketball just getting back rolling today, I wasn't able to sit down with one of the coaches, but instead we thought, well, we can look ahead to the weekend that's coming and also look back on a pretty amazing career in Peyton Pritchard. So we've kind of had that in store, and to be honest, we've all been sort of thinking about, in a situation like this, how would we – still have a fun broadcast for everybody,
yeah,
and still be able to connect with you all fans. And so I hope that you'll enjoy us kind of reminiscing a little bit on the career of Peyton Pritchard. And boy, he's been through even a couple ups and downs now in his pro career. And we're going to talk about that in the context of his career at Oregon.
Is there truth to the rumor that Peyton is trying to get the Celtics to, instead of green and white, make it green and yellow?
Probably. But Amanda Flugrad probably did that too.
Oh, that's true, yes.
You know, I mean, no one was happier that Peyton Pritchard went to the Celtics than former Oregon cheerleader and now broadcaster Amanda Flugrad. So, right? I mean,
yeah,
no one was happier.
Yeah, she's having fun with it too.
No doubt, no doubt. Yeah. Well, they both are. They have to. So, hey, fans, though, if you have questions, we will do our best to answer them. But the latest is that Oregon men's basketball back practicing, getting ready for a Thursday matchup at 8 o'clock with the Cougars of Washington State. Terry Johns, I got to say, sat down with Kelly Graves for about 17 minutes, which means we have a lot of Kelly Graves for you and some updates on Oregon women's basketball to get to, in addition to our conversation about Peyton Pritchard. So what are fans going to hear when they talk to KG coming up next?
Well, you know, we talk about the pause. We talk about all kinds of things, women's basketball, the state of women's basketball, you know, the Pac-12 tournament, the NCAA tournament, you know, some players about who he likes, how's the team going, and and, of course, he'll give you a location. Those of you watching on Facebook and YouTube, you'll get to see where he is. He'll show you. I'll tell you, there's snow. There's snow. I'll just tell you that.
That's a tease in the radio.
But,
business.
You know, gave him a chance. I said, Coach, hey, with the pause there, you don't want to come on. That's fine. And you know, Kelly Graves is one. And what makes him a great leader, I think one of the things is that, even after a tough loss, I kind of know once we've done the post game with him and he's been on the air, let him process things.
Yeah.
And once he gets through that, and then he moves on pretty quickly.
I hear that.
That's what he does. And that's makes him a great leader. I think, you know, it helps your team move on.
Sure. Tip Off Tuesday presented by Carl's Jr. So without further ado, stick with us for a quick timeout. And when we return, Kelly Graves talking about pretty much everything.
Yeah.
After this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
What's it like to grow with the O? At OCCU, we support Duck fans each step of the way by educating our youth with Lucky Duck Savings, celebrating independence with Duck Debit Checking, and rewarding members with the Duck Credit Card. That's how Duck fans grow with OCCU. Learn how you can, too, at myoccu.org/ducks.
Ninkasi Brewing is proud to be an official partner of the Oregon Radio Network.
Are you kidding me? Touchdown, Oregon!
Independently owned and brewed in Eugene since 2006, Ninkasi invites you to slay the season with Slayer Winter Ale on shelves now. Slayer is available in a 6-pack of bottles and in a 12-pack of cans for the very first time. More information at NinkasiBrewing.com. That's NinkasiBrewing.com.
Too much time on smart devices isn't always the smart choice. Rent Come Play, now available at Redbox. When a lonely young boy struggling to fit in starts using his devices for comfort, a sinister creature uses him as a pawn to gain access to the real world. Now his parents must fight to save him from the monster beyond the screen. Watch Come Play and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Your home for Ducks basketball, the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see, every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments. It doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday fun days left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Tip Off Tuesday, presented by Carl's Jr. As we continue, we're going to talk about women's basketball here first, and a pause. I know most of you know that and got a chance to have a Zoom call with the big guy, head coach Kelly Graves. Our chat with Coach Graves brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. Let's hear from KG.
All right, Coach, you're on a pause. The first time for the Ducks for this to happen. You got in Salt Lake City back home, and I don't know. I guess I'll let you tell the story. You can divulge what you can divulge and how it all happened. Okay. and where we are.
Yeah, well, we were in Salt Lake City. It was a Friday game day. And, you know, as we do every morning and certainly on game days, whether at home or on the road, we took our, got up early and took our tests, COVID tests. And unfortunately, one came back positive. And through contact tracing, we found that there were a number of players that, that were close contacts and that, you know, we weren't able to have enough players to field a team. So we had to then cancel the game that day, which is really a disappointment because obviously we were excited to play and our team wants to play. But we also, know that we have to be safe and we have to stay healthy. So we packed our bags and went home. The weekend was canceled. And so now we're on a pause for 7 days. And we took our tests, PCR tests yesterday and antigen tests. And hopefully those all come back negative. Like we'd had nothing but negative tests all year long, And unfortunately, we had a positive.
So where does that put this weekend? You got the Arizona schools coming to Eugene. I mean, is that still up in the air a little bit on what can happen?
We don't know yet. Yeah, we're still waiting to hear from the doctors in the county. You know, it's basically up to them. We're hoping, that we will be able to get to play. But again, I think this pause, it just unfortunately, it's out of my hands. I wish I could tell you. And by the way, when we test, it's staff, managers, everybody in our traveling party. So I'm not saying it's any one person or one part of the team. Any positive test can knock you out.
And I think it's important to note for fans that you do test daily. I know talking with Taylor Chavez a couple of weeks ago, and then she says, we feel safe of what we're doing inside the team bubble. But I think that the whole team feels that way, don't they?
No doubt. And, and it's not that's not our concern. Our concern is, when they get off campus, back to their homes and who's around. And listen, they're doing the same things that everybody else does in terms of, they're going shopping and they're going to the grocery store and to Dutch Bros or whatever the case may be. And it's out there. You just don't know. So you can be safe and try to do the right things. And at the same time, you just don't know. So, I don't blame anybody. We were, I believe, the last Pac-12 team to get hit. We've done a great job and we'll continue to do a great job. I feel safe. And I think for the most part, our kids are doing what's right. We still wear masks at practice. We have these connects, these little monitors that let us know when we're within 6 feet of each other and how often that happens. It goes down to like the millisecond, I think. and it just records all the time and who you're near. So we're doing the right things. Our staff, man, our medical staff has been incredible. But you know, it just, it hit us, unfortunately.
All right. You missed Utah, Colorado. Do you try and reschedule those? How does that work? I mean, I know there's not a lot of time for all that to happen.
Yeah, Terry, I don't know what the Pac-12 is going to do. You know, we've, fortunately for us, missed fewer games than most teams in the Pac-12. Right. So I don't know if they'll prioritize by those teams that have missed the most games, et cetera, et cetera. But hopefully we will. You know, maybe that is something we do surrounding the Pac-12 tournament. We all have our travel partners scheduled the last week of the regular season, and we did that for a reason, so that early in the week we could make up games that we had missed. Unfortunately, we're on now the second round of the round robin, so it's not like we could then go to Colorado or Utah when they come here. We could maybe play twice. Unfortunately, we don't have that that option. So I don't know. I'm just going to wait for the Pac-12 to, to come up with their protocols.
Well, I'll ask you another question that you probably don't know. I just saw Susie Burchett of Michigan State. She suggested the Big Ten. Now she's, says they're probably not going to do it either. And I've heard other coaches talk about this, because everybody across the country in all conferences have had some pauses, is to maybe not do the conference tournament and use that to make up four games instead of doing the conference tournament. Any thoughts on that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think that would be a great option. You know, normally speaking, we have the Mandalay Bay, I think, rented out, or, we have it contracted for the entire week. I would not be opposed to everybody going down there, let's say the Sunday before the Pac-12 tournament is supposed to start. And we play games on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, something, along those lines. I'm okay with that, of doing away with the traditional tournament, and then just try to make up as many games as possible. And I think the Pac-12 is looking at all different scenarios.
Yeah.
And so I'm not sure what in the end will stick, but I do believe that we'll have something along the lines of a Pac-12 so-called tournament in Las Vegas. What that'll look like, I have no idea, but I'm thinking that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, trying to determine a regular season champion. My understanding is they average how many league games all 12 teams have played. You have to be within three, I think, to be the champion. Am I correct in that, or do you know?
I thought it was winning percentage.
Oh, is it? Okay.
So. Yeah, I think there's a minimum number of league games you have to play, but then I think it comes down to winning percentage. So if one team's, let's see, we have 22 games. If one team's 17-3 and another team is 16-2, my guess is the champion goes to 16-2. You pick whatever record you want. But, there's a logjam at the top right now. There's four teams within one game. And so us playing games, I know the Arizona and UCLA game last weekend was knocked out. And that's unfortunate, because one of those two teams would have lost, which would have put them in a tie with us. We have three losses. Stanford, UCLA, and Arizona all have two losses. Now, we control our own destiny, Terry, because we play all three of them again, two of them at home. So, there's still a lot to be determined.
And then moving on to the NCAA tournament, I mean, I think certainly the Ducks right now you would be in. And it sounds like San Antonio, looking at Charlie Cream, and I know you know him well, and it puts out the bracketology. He's got 64 teams, 48 teams, 16 teams. So I assume all things on the table for the NCAA as well on what they do if everybody comes to San Antonio and how many.
Yeah. And there's no sense speculating, because nobody knows what that's going to look like. And nobody even knows yet if it's going to be in San Antonio. I think we're just going off what the men have decided to do, playing Indianapolis, which was the site of the Final Four. Ours happens to be San Antonio. Texas is a state that's a little bit more liberal with the COVID protocols, and so is Indiana, much different than we're used to out here on the West Coast. So, yeah, I would anticipate that's a possibility, playing all the tournament in San Antonio, whether it's 16, 32, 64. Hey, how about 256? right? Go two extra rounds, do away with all the conference tournaments, and invite 256 teams down there.
Okay.
It's the year to do it.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're going to do something different and radical and drastic, this is the year to do it.
Yeah, he thinks outside the box, no question.
So I've already got visions of a 32-team college football playoff for the football side of things now after hearing that, right?
Whoa. I know, when he said 256, I was like, whoa, really?
That's a big tourney.
Austin's not far away. You could probably – Austin and San Antonio, if it ends up being there. I don't think it's been decided, but that's where the Final Four was scheduled to be.
We'll see.
But it's going to be interesting. I mean, the bracketology, like I said, Charlie Cream is putting together, 64, 48, 16. Now, my guess is he's talking to some committee members. He probably is well-connected. He's usually pretty accurate. And everything's on the table.
Coach Graves well-connected?
No. Yeah, no, not him, Charlie Cream.
But Coach Graves, too.
He's okay. Yeah, he probably knows a couple people. No, everywhere we go, in an airport, there. Coach Graves, hey. Hey, by the way, I just announced Friday's game against Arizona State has been postponed because of COVID protocols. Rescheduled date will be announced when finalized, as far as we know. The Monday game, it's a Monday game against Arizona, national telecast on ESPN, and that game still on. For now, and hopefully everything goes smoothly, and hopefully that one will get played. But Friday's game against Arizona State is postponed.
Yeah, so if you're live with us during our 2:30 to 3:30 slot where we do the show for our visual audience, if you're listening a little later on in the radio audience, well, it sounded like Coach Graves, when you were talking to him, was just like, yeah, I don't know yet. And then 5 minutes later, now, unfortunately, we do know. But that is, I think, the reason I bring all that up. It's a testament to just how fast things can move in this landscape.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like you said, the medical staff for Oregon, Lane County, the government, health, public health, everybody decides, and it's all for the betterment of the team, the staff, everybody. And, this is what we're doing.
Yep.
So Arizona State is postponed on Friday. Part two with head coach Kelly Graves coming up next here on Tip Off Tuesday after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Dear wallet, you can't stop in a 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Carl's Jr. invites you to try the new Fiery Famous Star. Are you looking for sizzling charbroiled burger bliss, melty pepper jack cheese, and kickin' jalapeno crispiness? All dripping with creamy, zesty, fiery sauce goodness? Your answer is yes. Join us for the new Fiery Famous Star. Only at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. Restaurants. Price of participation may vary.
Dear wallet, you can't stop in a 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
You're listening to Ducks Basketball on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Mom,
buckle
can we get up. Some ice cream?
Everybody, buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello, welcome back to Tip Off Tuesday, presented by Carl's Jr. So we continue with our conversation with Oregon head coach Kelly Graves.
One thing I wanted to ask you, and since we have time here today to talk a little bit, the state of women's basketball and how it's come. I mean, you've been coaching it for a long time. I've been around it for a long time. I don't think it's ever been in a better place. So eventually we're going to get out of the pandemic. And I'm talking, you know, college basketball to, you know, high school basketball, too. I mean, there's more young women that want to play. Just saw something on social media, a little girl watching Sabrina on her laptop for the New York Liberty, having a Sabrina jersey and watching. So there's more little girls coming up wanting to play basketball, and it's just kind of growing the sport all the way up to the top, isn't it?
The game's never been better. There's never been a greater depth of talent. I think you're seeing that this year by – now, granted, it's also – we have other circumstances, too, that make this happen this year. But there's a lot of the top teams getting beat, and that doesn't normally happen. I think it's pretty wide open. That's why – hey, I'm convinced that if we can get healthy, and we have not played fully healthy all year, mm-hmm. you know, even early on when we did have the entire roster, some of those were just coming off injuries. And, you know, if we can get there, hey, we're as good as anybody and have a chance as much as anybody of making a deep run, getting to the Final Four and maybe winning it all. But, I just think, you know, you're looking across the board. There's and as I looked at recruiting, there's more talent good enough to play for us than there has ever been. And so all across the high school and on up, I just think you're seeing better basketball players. You know, they now have pro dreams. You know, they grow up as little girls, like you said, watching pros, watching Sabrina in a Liberty game and dreaming of playing pro basketball. That is still a relatively recent phenomenon on the women's side.
Yeah, I've been interviewed myself and was asked, you know, why has the women's game grown? And I said, well, it's taken a while for Title IX. You know, it's been a long time. But you look back, it took a while for the men's side when John Wood and UCLA teams were dominating. It was kind of like that now on the women's side, and the women's side's kind of starting to come out of that Title IX. It's just taken a while, and now the fruits of the labor, so to speak, are showing.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's why I think you could 8, 10, maybe even 15 teams this year have a chance to win it all. And you couldn't have said that, you know, even 5 years ago. It was UConn and then everybody else. And then, every once in a while, maybe somebody else would step up and have a great year. But I think now just the depth of talent is showing in the depth of quality teams. Hey, and you don't have to look any further than the Pac-12. I mean, we've got, what, four teams ranked in the top 12, deservedly so. And we're all kind of beating up on each other. So, I agree with you. It's never been better.
Doug, to get back to action, you mentioned the defense, how good you're playing. It seems like the last group, the 2016 class, Sabrina Ruthie and then Sautu joined, Aaron Boley, Mignon Moore, of course, defensive. But it seemed like it took them a few years to really buy in on the defensive side. And I think that was what was going to win the national title, quite frankly, last year, because the offense was great, very efficient. And the defense, you were going to hold teams down, and maybe the great defensive team, South Carolina, Baylor, might have held you down a little bit, but then it's all kind of relative there. But this young team that you have this year, they seem to have bought in on the defensive side pretty quickly.
They have. Our defense has been on point. I mean, we're not creating many turnovers, which is still a concern for me. I think we have to have that as part of our defensive strategy and abilities. But yeah, we're doing a great job of, you know, limiting teams for the most part to one shot, contesting those shots. We've been playing to a scout, which is not really easy for a young team to do, you know, to really buy into the scouting philosophy. But yeah, I've been really proud of them. And I think part of it is we're playing hard. Part of it is we're long. And so we don't give anybody easy shots around the rim. I think our transition defense is coming along. So there's a lot of different areas I think we're doing well, and thank goodness we're defending well, because right now offensively we're a bit challenged, and I'm positive or hopeful anyway that will turn around. But until then, hey, I love having a good solid defense, because defense travels.
Yeah. Any players that have surprised you so far that they're better, I guess, than maybe you expected? Because sometimes until you get them here and practice them and you play in games, sometimes you have a good idea, but you don't really know until the bright lights are on, right?
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. I think we have a lot of different players that are playing well. We've had different players step up in you know, different games. I mean, it's I've been surprised and happy about that. You know, I don't know how many players we have on our team that have actually had double figure scoring games. I think several.
Yeah.
I think those that are playing well right now and over the last couple of weeks, I think you'd have to put Sidney Parrish in there. I'll start with the freshman. I think Sidney's, you know, really played well over the last, you know, 10 games or so for us and has become, you know, really an important part of that rotation. I think Maddie Shear has had moments, and defensively she does such a good job and has been on the floor in, at crunch time in some of our big games. You know, Tahina has played well throughout, and Angela Dugalich and Kylie Watson have both stepped up at different times and had really good games. So the freshman group, I think they're doing great. In terms of the returners, I like what Lydia's been doing. She's been kind of steady. You know, some games hasn't played as much, but I think she's earned the right to play more and has stepped up and played well. And then, you know, Niara Sabali, before she got hurt, was playing well. Sedona, it looks like she's starting to get her feet under her. So we've got a lot of weapons. There's no doubt about that. I know I forgot a few, but I don't want to, I guess, talk about everybody on the roster right now.
This team, when the offense gets going, and I think it is when and not if, but and with the defense that it's playing, it can be scary. Scary good.
I think so. I think so. We have multiple three-point shooting threats who could on any given night make five, six, or even more threes. We've got an inside attack that, you know, at times has been dominant. We've got the mid-range game with some players who can, you know, play around the high post. And, you know, I think the areas we're deficient and we've got to get better is I'm not sure we're attacking the basket like we should. We're not getting to the free throw line as much as we need to. You know, and our turnover numbers are still a little high. Now, that being said, it's 13 a game. We're averaging 13 turnovers a game. But in a couple of the games that we've lost, our turnovers have been high, and that's been an issue. Relatively speaking, we still take care of the ball very well, you know, considering. But, yeah, I just think we've got to become more consistent, and it's hard to become consistent when you've got players in and out of the lineup all the time. Not just playing multiple players in a game, but injuries and not practicing. You know, Aaron Bowley really hasn't practiced the last 2 weeks. Niara Sabali missed basically all last week with her ankle injury. Sedona's been in and out. It's been a little bit crazy that way. And then when you miss an entire weekend and then a week of practice, well, now it's going to be hard to get that continuity back. So there's a lot of factors. I'm not making excuses because everybody's had to go through this stuff this year. So we've just got to figure out a way in the next 8 weeks to have just an efficient basketball team that's playing well at both ends of the floor. And then, Terry, I'm telling you, sky's the limit.
All right, Coach. Always thanks for the visit. By the way, people who follow Coach on social media, you saw the office, and it's pretty impressive stuff there, Coach.
Yeah, the office is neat. It makes it fun to go into work each and every day. Actually, but today, this is my office. I don't know if you can see all the snow there in the background.
Oh, you're in Central Oregon.
Since we're shut down to go up to Black Butte for a couple of days here. And boy, we had quite a snowstorm this morning.
All right, Coach. Thanks for the visit. And hopefully we'll get back at it here soon.
Okay, buddy. All right, thanks.
All right, there you go. Our chat with Kelly Graves brought to you by Toyota. Let's go places. As he's over there. He goes over there and he thinks. He watches videos. He plans, and he's.
It feels like his like retreat that he needs.
It
every
is.
Now and then.
It is. And by the way, they always do. And I know they put it out on social media, so I'm not telling any secrets here. But the new team, they'll go over there as a bonding. You know, and weekend, the freshmen cook breakfast for everybody. You know, and it's kind of fun. You know, they go horseback riding, hiking, golf. They just, you know, it all, it's kind of cool. It's a pretty cool thing. But always great to talk to, and I hope, you know, some good things there. And by the way, if you didn't catch just a few minutes ago, if you're just joining in, Arizona State game Friday night at 8 is postponed. Arizona game on Monday still on at the moment.
That's the plan. Meanwhile, on the men's side of things, trending well. How many times can you knock on wood in an hour-long show?
I don't think that's wood, but
it's wood. No, this is real wood. I swear. There's a piece of plyboard right here.
Okay.
Oak plyboard.
All right, I don't know. We'll count it.
No, I cut it with my own saw.
Oh, you did? Okay, all right.
Come on, Terry. It's Tip Off Tuesday presented by Carl's Jr. Hey, up next, some updates on men's basketball. And we're going to relive some of the best moments in the career of one Peyton Pritchard. Stick with us on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, welcome to the Spicy Drive-In. May I take your order?
Can I get the spicy chicken sandwich, please?
The spicy chicken is an excellent choice, sir. And to drink?
Whatever's fine.
Oh, may I make a beverage pairing recommendation this evening?
Sure.
If we are feeling especially bold tonight, sir, I would recommend the Mountain Dew with that. It's bravely unrestrained with a very alive aroma that pairs wonderfully with your spicy chicken. It's followed by a hint of zesty citrus flavor.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I'm sure you already know this, sir, but remember to appreciate the nose first by giving the Mountain Dew a little swirl to relieve volatize it.
What?
To change the flavor compounds and activate your taste buds to get them fully primed for that chicken sandwich.
Ah, it's delicious.
Now you're getting the hang of it. The muscular flavor charge characteristics of Mountain Dew make for an absolutely epic mouthfeel when paired with spicy cuisine. It is quite on point, sir.
Dude, it's a perfect match. Like they were made for each other.
So true, so true.
When you want to make good food bolder and bold food better, do the Dew.
This is Tip Off Tuesday, presented by Carl's Jr. on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone. I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Tip Off Tuesday, presented by Carl's Jr. Joey Mack here with you. Oregon women's basketball game on Friday is now postponed. Terry Johns and Kelly Graves sat down this morning. At that point, it was still maybe, but unfortunately now we know for sure with the women's basketball team announcing that the game on Friday will be postponed. Still on, though, for Monday. At least that's the plan. In the meantime, Oregon men's basketball has resumed practice. The Ducks are getting ready for an 8 o'clock tip-off against the Cougars on Thursday after the second pause due to COVID-19 protocol within the program. Well, as a result, we thought, well, what's a good way to still have a little bit of fun and talk about some of the great moments in Oregon men's basketball history? And we thought, well, there's one pretty darn good one who's playing for the Boston Celtics right now. That's Peyton Pritchard. I've had a lot of opportunity over the last 3 years with Peyton. Jerry Allen was doing play-by-play Peyton's freshman year, and then sophomore, junior, and senior year. I talked with Peyton a lot. Learned that he's a huge fan of country music at one point, and I'll never forget this. We were on a bus, and we're getting off a bus, getting ready to go into the hotel, and Peyton looked at me because I was getting ready to talk with Coach Altman for a pregame interview and said, you know, how come we only ever talk about basketball? And I kind of looked at Peyton, and I thought, what do you mean? And Peyton goes, well, I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, I like other stuff. Like, you know, we could talk about country music. Ask Coach what his favorite music is. So I looked at Coach Altman, and Coach Altman just kind of, you know, in normal Coach Altman way, kind of shrugged and said, no. But then next time when I had an interview with Peyton, of course, we had to talk about that among other things. Well, it was a lot of fun over the years with Peyton, and of course the success that he's having now is pretty unparalleled for a rookie, and especially when he's been healthy, he's been pretty darn good. He sat down with Rob Mosley as part of the Mighty Oregon podcast talking about some of his career, and he kind of went through what those early years were like, including the freshman year for Peyton that was quite a run, but he wasn't the guy. And then by his senior year, he was the guy for Oregon men's basketball, Peyton Pritchard.
How ready were you for the jump to college? You know, you can look back on your freshman year in high school and say, oh, wow, I was
I wasn't as mature as some other kids. You know, I was really having to fight to compete at that level. Do you remember feeling that way your freshman year at Oregon?
I think the biggest thing was I was kind of immature in life a little bit. Yeah. Not necessarily in a bad way, but just like how to carry myself, being confident around certain people and that I didn't need to be always involved in everything and stuff like that. Like, you can go out and you can do your own thing and stuff like that. So that's the learning process of, you know, first going to college and all that. So that was probably the biggest thing. I think my skill level was kind of there. And then, honestly, losing weight was the next step. I was came in kind of too heavy my freshman year and sophomore year. So.
Hey, get that thing out, guys. Hey. Way to find a way, man. That's all it takes. Got to find a way. Did you not hear me say foul?
There was a lot of great personalities on that team. What do you remember most from your freshman year? I mean, obviously, you got a Final Four run, so that, you know, that's what everybody remembers the best. Is that what you remember the best, or what else do you remember fondly from that year?
Everybody had a different personality. I can almost look at everybody and be like, yeah, we had like eight dudes that were totally different from the rest. But we all found ways to work together and click, and that was an unbelievable team. And I think now you look back at it, we had five pros starting, so that's pretty unbelievable.
Who did you bond with the most, just personally?
You know, I was closer with more of the younger guys, and then also closer because I was playing with those, but like, as this is different relationships you build and stuff like that. So for me, I was coming in and those guys were older and they already kind of had a foundation of a group. They had been playing with each other for like the last 2 years, so it's sometimes hard to come in and just join a group like that and just be one of them. So for me, I had to earn that right and stuff like that.
You were the man as a senior. Other guys were the man that year. You know, it was, you know, Dylan Brooks was the guy to hit a big shot, or, you know, Tyler Dorsey in the postseason became the guy. Did you have to consciously kind of defer to those guys? Because I think anybody who watched that team saw you as kind of a complementary component to that group.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you had the ability to be a dude taking all those big shots and big moments, as we found out your senior year, for sure. What kind of attitude did you have to take to be the right fit with that group?
I mean, you have to understand your role in the end of the day. Like Dylan, he had been there, so he had put in the work. But I think you can, as a player, always be ready for those moments. And I think you could look back at my freshman year and I think of like two to three off the top of my head, like big shots against like UCLA at home.
Peyton Pritchard, a long three. It's a 1-point game.
To put Dylan in the position to hit that. For players, you might not get the last shot, but you might be in the position to hit the shot to put you in that position. So you always got to be ready for big moments like that. And that's what you got to understand, is that's why you're working for. And then in the future, maybe you become that guy.
You ended up playing with so many different players in your 4 years at Oregon. And I think by your sophomore year, you probably have a sense of just sort of the roster turnover in collegiate men's basketball. What was the process of being a leader through those four, you know, certainly your last 3 years, when you're kind of starting to become kind of the face of the team and you're dealing with so many different personalities? Did it help you having gone through with that group your freshman year? Was there other experiences in football or baseball or whatever that helped you get used to that?
You know, I think it's just the way basketball is nowadays. You start to learn guys. I mean, it's a quick turnover. New people come and you got to learn right away and practice and get to know each other and try to work towards a goal. And so that's kind of just what I'm used to, honestly, now. I mean, in the pros, it's kind of similar. Like, you're going to have new teammates every year. Just, it's inevitable. People leave, you sign new people, you get new draft picks. So for me, I think going through Oregon, it prepared me for the pros more.
I read where you said one time you thought playing football helped too, because like position groups on a football team are so different that you got to learn.
That is true.
You got to learn to deal.
There's tons of different personalities. I mean, you have linemen, you got skill guys. So obviously, right there, those are two different personalities. And then you got, it's just a lot, there's like 50 players on the team, so everybody's different. So you got to learn how to work with each one of them.
Watched him grow up quite a bit in his career at Oregon. And I love that one of the first things that he says is, you know, I was immature a little bit my freshman year. And I feel like most freshmen in college realize that by the time they're a senior.
Yeah,
you
we get normal. To see him grow up.
Yeah.
We do.
We really do. And that's something, though, that for a guy like Peyton, who spent 4 years at Oregon, you reflect on how in men's basketball especially, you don't see all of that growth anymore because a lot of the best players are moving on after 1-2 years. And, you know, that's happened at Oregon a little bit for sure. But Peyton, man, it's so fun for me to see the success that he's having at the next level. And that's just a little bit of a snippet from his conversation with Rob talking on the Mighty Oregon podcast. I just thought it was cool to reminisce a little bit on his career. And I'll tell you, I could sit here for an entire show and tell you stories about him. And maybe my favorite is still he hit the big shot at Washington. And, you know, you can read his lips on the camera that's the CBS broadcast caught that this is my state. He never lost at Washington.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't always highs his entire career. He had some lows. There were never any really against the Huskies.
No. And, boy, he became that go-to guy. And they needed one.
They did.
And, you know, he became that, and he didn't disappoint too often.
Yeah, and his sophomore year was tough in that manner because, you know, Troy Brown Jr. was a very talented player and a lot of guys coming in, a lot of new faces. But I don't think Peyton had quite ascended to that level yet where he could just take over. You know, I think it was a learning year in a lot of ways for him. But by his junior year and when they went on that 10-game winning streak and then into his senior year where – man, I don't know if there's a team that would have beaten him last year in the tournament. I honestly believe that. That's me speaking a little bit through green and yellow lenses. But I think that they would have had an opportunity against anybody in the tournament because they were playing really well at the end of the year.
Yeah, he and Duarte, you know, and the
That's
range.
The other thing, you would have gotten Chris back. You're right. Chris Duarte was hurt for the last 5-6 games of the year.
Yep.
Probably wasn't going to play in the Pac-12 tournament if that tournament had taken place. But they would have had them back, I would think, for the NCAA tournament. They could have been at full strength. And look, I mean – on the women's side, it was unfinished business. Every team feels that way, I think, now and for the last year with unfinished business. But let's just hope that March Madness will go a little bit smoother this year.
Yeah, for the women, that's still one that's just, you know, you're not going to get over that one. How do you? That's just that one hurts, and it's the way it is. Do you got to move on?
You do. We're going to move on. When we do come back, we'll talk a little bit about what the schedule ahead is going to look like for the men and the women. With the women's game postponed on Friday, you heard Coach Graves touch on it a little bit, what it could mean for the standings. I wanted to dive into that for the men's side of it as well because there's a lot of unknowns, and we're all kind of trying to figure it out together. Never thought that I'd have to go down to the 8th tiebreaker when I was looking through the tiebreaker rules.
You actually know it?
No.
Okay.
But I have it in front of me on my notes.
All right, good.
So we're back after this talking about what the future could hold for men's and women's basketball. Tip-off Tuesday presented by Carl's Jr. back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
What's it like to grow with the O? At OCCU, we support Duck fans each step of the way by educating our youth with Lucky Duck Savings, celebrating independence with Duck Debit Checking, and rewarding members with the Duck Credit Card. That's how Duck fans grow with OCCU. Learn how you can, too, at myoccu.org/ducks.
Too much time on smart devices isn't always the smart choice. Rent Come Play, now available at Redbox. When a lonely young boy struggling to fit in starts using his devices for comfort, a sinister creature uses him as a pawn to gain access to the real world. Now his parents must fight to save him from the monster beyond the screen. Watch Come Play and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
Your home for Ducks basketball, the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
GTG, BRB, OMW, be there in a few. You may think that these kinds of texts are fine because of their length, and you can easily send them at a stoplight. But no, answering one text can take your attention away from the road for 5 seconds. And traveling at 55 miles an hour, that's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Make good decisions. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Welcome you back to Tip Off Tuesday, presented by Carl's Jr. Joey Mack here with you, and Terry Johns as well. Thanks for the Toyota Kelly Graves conversation. It was good to catch up with Coach. I mean, I know a lot of fans are wondering just what the heck's going to happen. And right now, if everything goes according to plan, Oregon men's basketball going to play coming up on Thursday against Washington State. I'm really looking forward to the Ducks getting back at it. And, you know, we thought that even though Oregon was a little shorthanded, lost that game against Oregon State, like, hey, at least you're back playing, you know. But then, unfortunately, two more games get postponed, so it's now the second time that Oregon men's basketball has had to go through this COVID protocol. Going through it the right way, though. It's the right thing to do. It's absolutely the right thing to do. Well, I was thinking about this, though, when we were getting ready for the show today, and I thought, well, you know, the UCLA game got postponed from December 23rd to January 19th to February 1st to now we don't know when. Well, UCLA is 9-1. And if you look at the standings, this is the amazing thing. You look at the standings, UCLA is 9-1, first in the conference in men's basketball. USC sits at 7-2. So we were talking last week, like, this is going to be a huge week, right? A few weeks ago, this is going to be a huge week. Oregon is technically third in the conference right now at 4-2. And UCLA has played 10 games, the Ducks have played 6 in conference. It's a little similar on the women's side in some circumstances, but, man, you just look, though, at those standings and you think, well, if Oregon could keep that 2 in the loss column, Ducks are going to be feeling pretty good come the end of the year.
But that, you know, I mean, it's going to be a year where at the end you're going to go, well, maybe that's not quite fair. But
it's not equitable.
It's this year. Yeah. It's the way it is. I do think you try and make up those games if possible. And
I agree.
I don't know. I'm talking with Coach Graves, too. I mean, I agree what I brought up, Susie Murch at Michigan State. I think in lieu of a conference tournament, maybe you try and decide who the regular season champion is and do that during the conference tournament time. That's if you need to. And, you know, most conferences are in the same boat.
Right. Everybody is.
Yeah.
And remember, it was that 13-game threshold to be eligible for the NCAA tournament. There was a reason that the NCAA made that decision, right, that you could have a little bit of breathing room, if you will, to still select the best teams. I'll say this. Lisa Peterson, Oregon's deputy athletic director, is on the women's basketball selection committee. First year that she's been on that committee. And I asked her on Duck Insider, like, what a first year, you know, kind of a question, huh? And she said, yeah, it's going to be wild. You know, this will be the most difficult year for the committees to make the selections. I think we know that. Go ahead.
Okay, I was just going to say, and one thing, too, to consider in lieu of the conference tournament, is that's how the automatic qualifier for the conferences are selected. So that would have to be changed if you didn't do the conference tournament too. So it's, yeah, there's maybe Lisa could advise on that.
Yeah, I mean, I think the point
just
that you
go, yeah, thanks, Terry.
The point that I'm making, though, is I think as you play your way down the stretch, playing as many games as possible is going to be really important because it bolsters your resume.
Yes.
You know, And
your seeding.
And a lot of that's out of your control. We understand that in the COVID world. But in the seeding and the way that the Ducks, the point I'm making for men's basketball is if they can get back playing well, back to full strength, hopefully soon, coming up on Thursday, maybe even it is Thursday at 8 o'clock against the Cougars, I think that Oregon's schedule stacks up well for the Ducks moving forward on the men's side. I think for the women's side, I mean, I heard Coach Graves mention to you, they control their own destiny still in a lot of ways.
Yeah, hopefully, you know, Friday against Arizona State postponed, but still on is Arizona on Monday. That gets played, okay. The top 10 team. Stanford comes the next weekend to Matthew Knight Arena, and then the Ducks go down and play at UCLA, number 5 right now. So they got a chance to, you know, as you say, build that resume and end up with a great season.
Well, here's to a strong resume.
Yes.
Everybody stay healthy out there. Talk to you next week.
Carl's Jr. invites you to try the new Fiery Famous Star. Are you looking for sizzling charbroiled burger bliss, melty pepper jack cheese, and kickin' jalapeno crispiness, all dripping with creamy, zesty, fiery sauce goodness? Your answer is yes. Join us for the new Fiery Famous Star. Only at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Price participation may vary.
Too much time on smart devices isn't always the smart choice. Rent Come Play, now available at Redbox. When a lonely young boy struggling to fit in starts using his devices for comfort, a sinister creature uses him as a pawn to gain access to the real world. Now his parents must fight to save him from the monster beyond the screen. Watch Come Play and make it a Redbox night. Visit Redbox.com for all the ways to watch.
You're listening to Tip Off Tuesday, presented by Carl's Jr. on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, everyone, let's all stop what we're doing and take a moment. You see, every moment can be kind of special. But they can be loud moments, goofy moments, dorky moments. It doesn't matter. Because every time dads like us take a moment like that to spend with our kids, well, it's pretty momentous. So let's take a moment to make a moment. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hello, it's me, the designer jeans in the back of your closet. What happened to us? I used to summer in the Hamptons, and now I'm stuck behind a pair of sweats. Okay, maybe I never really fit you right, but I got a lot more Sunday Fundays left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
This has been Tip Off Tuesday, presented by Carl's Jr. on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Visit your locally family owned and operated Carl's Jr. today. Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.